4 NUE.
4 QLG here. How you doing today?
How about you? Where are you?
I'm here at the shop. Just been here, well, not too long now.
Thing today?
We can unload that trailer.
I can't remember what we're gonna do. We're gonna work in the shop too, or did you have something to do today?
I was planning on working in the shop here. I'm getting a package ready for the ATF right now. And then I'm going to work on a couple of them items that we started on the other day. Try to get them finished up. But Monday is kind of the day that things pop up on the weekend that I have to take care of. On the following week. So we had actually planned on tomorrow for Ryobi.
Yeah, I knew that, but I didn't know what we had planned on today. But I'll be up there in a little bit, and we'll finish up. Just give me just a little bit. I'm watching $6 Million Man, so I'll be up there in a little bit. KO4 NUE, I'm clear.
KO4 QLD, I'm clear too.
Jared. DOS, what's going on, Garrett? let's go ahead.
Morning, Garrett. That truck heard you fellas talking, thought I'd jump in and say good morning to you. Hope all y'all's day is going good. And hope you don't have to work too hard today.
Well, we don't ever work too hard. We talk a lot. And we get a lot done. We solve a lot of the world's problems, you know.
In case Chris wants to come back in there. My philosophy when I was working there, Chad, was you work me long, but you can't work me hard. I'm the only one that can make myself work hard.
You're exactly right. You know, but you work with Chris for a little bit. You leave tired, I can tell you that.
Took me to work last time I was over there, so I told him if whenever he wanted me to come, all he had to do was give me a holler.
Well, Chris, you in there?
Well, here, my brain's running, my mouth ain't. Hey, done had my fill for the day.
Well, Gary, we still on for in the morning?
When I get over there and turn on Whitmire Road, it's just right up there to the Red Gate, right?
Just be advised, it's the first Red Gate. So you're gonna come down Whitmire Hill Road, and when it dog legs 90 degrees to the left, take that Red Gate. Trust me, you don't want to take the other Red Gate. So it'll be the first Red Gate on your right, right in the 90-degree turn. Just take the gravel drive. I don't know. It's eighth of a mile, maybe quarter of a mile long. I'm not sure. It's long. You won't be able to see much of the gravel because there's leaves on it. But you just follow the road all the way down, and you'll see my truck down here.
KI4DOS, KN4BWA.
Okay, Chad, I'll do that. If I get lost, I'll call you. I'll have my cell phone with me. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, Gary, is that Boomer you're talking to?
I don't know. Y'all must know something I don't, because I ain't heard that. But I'm talking to Chad and Chris, KO4 NUE and KO4 QLG, I think it is.
Okay, up first. And yeah, that's who I was talking about. Yeah, Chad, Boomer.
As in B-O-O-M-E-R, yeah. Yeah, I thought you were talking about Boomer, as in Boomer Williams.
Boom! that's your new nickname there, Chad. Boomer.
oh, man, that's Boomer. Oh, my goodness, that one's going to stick, I guess. Oh, Lord.
Hey, Chad.
Go ahead, Garrett.
That's better than Speed Bump. That's ND7J. We call him Speed Bump. His neighbor backed over him.
That story, I can't wait to hear that one.
When did that happen?
A couple, 3 years ago. It's been a good while now. But he was out to his mailbox, and his neighbor was backing out of their driveway and run over him. Not too bad. You'll have to get him to tell you the story sometime there, Steve. But that's the reason we call him Speed Bump.
Okay, because I'm headed up to the place as we speak.
Make sure I got it. So, Gary, I don't have cell phone service down here, so I have a radio on. You just give me a shout out on the radio. And Chris, you coming too? I need to know. Kind of need to know that.
Was planning to. At work we got scheduled for tomorrow. I pretty much can't do it without you, so I'm freed up till we get on that.
We'll head over there after lunch and try to knock it out, and at least get where they can open the gate. And whatever they take after that, they can have. Some embarrassments are so big, I just, oh my goodness. But anyway, you know, Gary, I'll leave the gate open. And we said, what, 9, somewhere around there?
You know.
So, country ham, eggs, grits, and maybe some, maybe some sausage gravy and some coffee. You got any issues with that?
Oh, she's gonna fix a bento bean sandwich on Jewish rye bread with a side order of fried chicken lips.
No, I never had that before, but hey, let me tell you real quick before you get out of range. So, I came up here yesterday. They're going to put my antenna up with my slingshot and fishing rod. And, man, don't ever do that. I got a bunch of sinkers to put on the end of my fishing rod because I lose them every time I, you know, get hung up in a tree or whatnot. So I took off yesterday with a pocket full of sinkers and, had a hole in my pocket. Lost every one of my sinkers. So, lesson learned.
Stole my slingshot and my sinkers in the truck. I'll bring them in the morning, too. Maybe we should get an antenna up there if you need to. I've arrived at the plane. I got to jump out and go inside. Steve, good to hear you in there. Chris, hope to see you tomorrow. And Chad, I'll see you tomorrow. And I'll say 73 to the group. So I'm going to jump out and go inside and get my doings done and see if I can get back out and do some more. Y'all have a great afternoon, and we'll talk at you a little bit later. KI4DOS, clear with the group.
Gary, we'll see you tomorrow. KO4QLG, I'm clear.
My way. I'll be up there in a few minutes. KO4NUE, I'm clear. KN4VWA, Steve, have a good day. Talk to you later. I'm clear.
Here, Boomer, and I will, I'll be in touch later on. Yeah, I'm headed up to see Speed Bump right now. I'm in Gaffney. This thing's doing real good up towards Gaffney.
I don't think I we've been through Gaffney. Me and Chris come through there a couple months ago. And it's a little bit static, but I think we were kind of surprised how far we could get up 85 with. I think we made it all the way to Kings Mountain, I believe.
We've made it and used it as far as Gastonia. So, well, anyhow, I know you got to get out of there. Y'all have fun. And 73, stay in 4 VWA. Clear.
4 CBA mobile.
84 CBA, 84 VWA. Hey.
So, you're headed up to Bob's this morning?
Yeah, and by the way, Bob called me back, and you know how I've got standby and amp engaged on my amp?
Well, I really don't know much about that, but go ahead.
He called me back and says, oh, yeah. As long as you've got that amp in standby, you can tune until the cows come home off of your radio. So I was 50% right. And you can do the same thing as long as you got a amp that will disengage.
Oh, okay. All right, well, that's good to know.
Now, can you tune all over all your bands with just your radio on that wire?
Yeah, it does. It does pretty good.
Yeah, see, I just don't know enough about that Carolina Wyndham, you know, to make any real comments. But you heard what he was saying about my Mosley, didn't you?
It sounds like you don't even need a tuner for that thing.
That's why that other tuner sitting down there in the building. Matter of fact, I'm not going to need it with that radio because whenever I hit tune with that ATOS, it just goes just right down to the right SWR, and it's just perfect. So what are you out doing today? You going to play some more tennis?
I'm gonna go to the clinic this evening, but I'm going for labs right now to the doctor, and I'm gonna get in a real scratchy place right here just a second.
On Highway 11, leaving Gaffney, going up to Hendersonville right now, pick up a lift from Bob for splitting it.
I used one 2x8 and floor jack, and that's what I had it balanced on, believe it or not. Once I get it jacked up, I stick two more 2x8s under it, crossways, so that, you know, it's got plenty of support, so it won't fall left or right.
There you go. All right, well, just be real careful. You'd hate to drop that thing. So, all right, well, good enough. Get out there and get her done, son.
Car comes in today, and if it doesn't, I'll be looking for it.
Well, I'm just moseying along Highway 11 here, on my way into Hendersonville. I guess I'll have to pop out on 26 and go up 26 after I get off the end of 11 here.
Exactly how you get up to Bob's place, but I haven't been there. I've seen pictures of his antenna array, but anyway. So, well, I'm getting ready to pull into the doctor's office here, so I guess I'll talk to you later.
All right, just be careful out there. Don't run over anybody. 73, KN4VWA. I'm clear after your final.
Hey, well, I don't want anybody to be my speed bump. That's hilarious. I mean, it's funny, but it's not funny. But anyway, yeah, I want to hear that story too. 73 is KN4VWA, KB4CBA mobile.
WQQ.
WQQ, K4 VWA. Where are you at now, bud? That thing sounds real clear.
I've been listening to you, John, along for the past half hour, and I thought, well, I'll break in and are you ever going to get to Hendersonville?
Well, see, I had to go by and get my second COVID shot this morning. And as soon as I left there, I went straight up to Gaffney, and I did a little job at Gaffney and made a little money. And I left Gaffney about 10:30. Oh, maybe 20 minutes to 11. And now I'm headed on over to Hendersonville. So I figure I'm about, I'm not sure how far off 26 I am.
Well, don't look at the phone or anything. I mean, driving and all.
Which are pretty good. If I run over something or somebody, it'll just catch them in the treads.
Hey, it looks like it's going to be after 1 o'clock now.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine. Yeah, I'm supposed to call Bill, and he's going to try to be up there about the time that I get there. So, just come on up. Maybe we'll get some lunch while we're at it, okay?
He said he didn't care about any lunch, but, you mean you want to get lunch at 1?
True. I'll probably just grab me a little sandwich or something on the way back down the hill.
Probably be a good idea. I don't want you to fall out or anything.
We can't have my stomach getting sued for non-support.
I wonder if I had to just go up and work in Greer for a little while and then meet you up there after 1.
Up to you. I thought you were gonna put that off. Or no, wait a minute. I thought they said to put it off.
I said to put it off. I just figured whatever you were doing would be a lot more fun, but I mean, if you're going to be past 1, I don't know.
Yeah, I probably am going to be past 1. getting there. So why don't you go ahead and head out and do your shelving thing up there at that house. And then whenever you get done, just come on up.
I run it past all the know-it-alls and see how it goes. We'll catch you later. KN4 WQQ 73.